Thank you for calling Zook. How can I help you?
Yeah, I think your line has a problem. I was holding for George, but I got disconnected.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
Hello?
Hi, this is Ruben at Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Ruben, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Yourself?
I'm fine, Ruben. Working hard.
All right, so I'm sending you an email.
Yeah.
I want to make sure you get it.
Okay.
All right, give me a second. So, And George, just, you know, I'm trying to give you what I think is a really solid offer, and I appreciate to talk to you, and I hope it's likewise.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate. Yeah, I just hope we can do something together. I think you're a great guy, and Jeremiah being very good. So
it's not just about being a great guy. I think this offer is actually really solid, and the reason, look, at the end of the day, you don't have to send me your loan approval, but I think if you actually compare our cost to your current loan, you'll see that our loan's cheaper. And that's just a guess that I have because I know the marketplace. But is your email the jlins@zocagear.com?
That is correct, yeah.
And you're in San Diego, right?
I'm in San Diego. You are in San Diego as well, right? You're in Miramar.
I am.
Yeah, I used to be in Miralani.
And where?
Miralani. You know the street Miralani in Miramar?
I moved here a year and a half ago, boss. I've been with our company for 9 years, but I was up in our Orange County office, so I'm not as...
Familiar?
No, yeah, correct.
I see.
Okay. So, let's just see if you get this.
Do you miss Orange County?
Yeah. What did I say? Oh, do I miss Orange County? No, I hate Orange County. I hate it with
You don't like Orange County.
Hate it.
Are you from California?
I'm from L.A.
From L.A.? Oh, okay.
People think I'm from New York when they talk to me for some reason.
No, you're aggressive. You're on top of your things, but that's a good thing to me.
I'm actually
don't
one of.
Don't get me wrong.
If you actually Google, like, if you go to Google and you put in Bank of Cardiff, and I encourage you to do that, it's actually kind of cool. So if you just go on a Google sheet and you put in Bank of Cardiff,
yes.
You'll see our reviews on the right hand corner. There's 123 reviews. Probably about 60 of them I'm involved in those deals. So
really?
I have a good track. Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, Ruben.
Yeah, I work hard. I work way too much. But basically, let's bring up this
email.
Well,
you know, that's the way it is. You know, I think that's a good thing. All right, so I'm here. So, hi, Jorge. Was with him. Okay.
Cool. So, basically, here what we want to do is we want to get your trans. I think some people in this industry, there's two approaches. The first approach is let's take your business. Let's make a shitload of money on you. Let's screw around with this for 3 months. Not our approach. We just want to get your deal on board, make you happy. I've cut you a really good deal, just so you know, on pricing. Your pricing is a 125. That means you're paying 25% over a year. Over 9 months, I can drop that cost to like 19%. The problem is you won't qualify enough for enough money because these approvals are based off your last 3 months' bank statements.
Right.
And you'd only qualify for 75 grand over 9 months, which I think is counterproductive. Essentially, what I've offered you is loan with interest forgiveness if you do a renewal. I'm ready to send you documents, by the way. It's pretty clear.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to fund this loan, I could send you documents tomorrow. You could sign them. You get a payoff letter from your current loan, and we put the money in your account by Friday. I've also included some numbers for equipment. I've included a scenario with you putting money down. I've done a scenario with you not putting money down.
So you want me to open this attachment, right?
The attachment is how the line of credit works, if you're interested.
Oh, okay. Well, let's discuss the email first.
Yeah. So basically, the line of credit is 20 grand. All the interest rates are there. So if you're interested in doing that, feel free to let me know. I can do that for you as well.
Okay.
So give me a second. Hold on 1 second. Give me a second.
So basically, with the 90,000, what you're saying is you lend me 90,000.
in your business.
We borrow from you $90,000, and then from those $90,000, you're going to go and say, "Hey, national funding, here's $38,000 or whatever amount is."
Correct.
Jorge, here is the difference.
Correct.
Right. What I can see is it's not going to be enough for me to bring the cutting machine. Because if I do 90,000 minus 38, it's 52,000. So I'm going to be short 4 minus 69, 17,000.
I just noticed there's an issue on my email. Hold on one second. I had the wrong price. You're going to get it real quick. Your remaining, your 59.
You're sending an email?
I'm sending you one more. I just made one typo. I just noticed it. Sorry. Okay. So you have it. You have it for your records. Give me a second.
Okay. Yeah.
Do extreme. Okay. Give me a second. Give me one second, please. I'm just making sure this is correct. I worked a little too fast.
Yes, and just so you know, I understand English, but you speak so fast that it's hard for me to understand sometimes what you're saying. But
it's not a language thing. I speak way too fast. It's my biggest issue.
No, you speak fast, very fast.
Sorry. Okay. So. Sorry, you just got another email. Can you bring it up?
Mm-hmm. I'm just clicking send and receive and waiting for the email to come in. You already sent it, right?
I did.
Okay, no. This is not you.
Basically, I'm just quoting payment. But look, at the end of the day, I think one of the things that I'm not a fan of is this is I don't like to lie to people. You want to look at the last 3 months bank statements. By the way, when are you trying to order this equipment? When are you trying to make a decision? When are you trying to order this equipment? When are you trying to make a decision on the thing?
Oh, when?
Yeah.
Well, here is your last email. Okay. So. Okay. Well, I want to order the equipment as soon as possible if we have the funds to do it.
Okay.
So let's say that we have the funds. I want to order the equipment next week.
Okay. So.
Like right away.
Okay, so in terms of my experience, here's the bottom line. It's not about lying. I don't believe you're going to get a larger offer than this. Don't take this the wrong way. We consider ourselves the most aggressive company out there in terms of the loan approvals. We kind of, people sometimes think we give too much money. So a cash loan basis, I've got you approved for $90,000. I've also got you approved for a $20,000 line of credit. You can make it happen with that.
Let me ask you this. When you're saying 90 plus 20, is that for real? Or it's something that you are negotiating with someone else on your end?
No, it's approved.
I mean, this is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. So we're talking about the real numbers.
Yeah, it's you got 100.
The real amounts.
You got access to $110,000.
Okay, so you want to go over this and explain me how this works?
Yeah, so if you did the $90,000 loan, what happens is we do 90,000. I send you say, "Hey, Ruben, I want to do the loan and the line of credit." Great. You send me your driver's license and voided check. I send you I'll take the bull by the horns. I'll send a contract to you tomorrow. At the same time, you can hammer out with Jeremiah getting your payoff letter. Now, let me just tell you the way it works. If you ever request a payoff letter from us, we really don't care. We'll give you your payoff letter. It rarely happens. National Funding is a great company, but some companies really do try to what's called renew people when they figure out they're paying off the loan. So I always suggest to customers that when you go to your lender, you say, "Hey, look, I want to talk to someone in customer service." Just ask them for a payoff letter. and you kind of get it as quickly as possible. Sometimes
a paid letter, it's a letter they're gonna do to me or to you, writing
No. They're gonna send you a letter, and it's gonna say we don't want to have anything to do with it. So as part of your loan with them, we have to pay them off before giving you funds. Just call it, because, like I said, a UCC. So what happens is, a lot of customers, like, I haven't worked with National Funding really on this side, but I work with other companies, and the customer will go to their lender, and then he'll go, hey, I want a payoff lender. Well, we're smart guys. That customer, that lender figures out that this customer is going to take away their business, and I've had to have customers wait for 2 weeks. They'll have to chase down 10 people. So what I always tell customers is, look, don't throw my name out there. Don't throw Jeremiah's name out there. Just say, hey,
no,
look,
I know.
I want a payoff letter. Give me the payoff letter. That's it. Once you get me that payoff letter, we fund the transaction. They'll receive a wire from our servicing company for whatever they're owed. You'll receive the remainder. And like I said, there's a one-time 2.5% origination fee that's taken out of the loan proceeds. If you want to do the
loan, take out of the $90,000?
Not the $110,000, the $90,000, correct. It's a one-time origination fee of 2.5%. So if you did $90,000, the total amount that would go in your account minus any payoffs, it would be just $90,000 times 0.975, so $87,750.
Mm-hmm. That's deducting the 2.5?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, but you said that you're going to be also deducting the pay to these guys, no?
Minus whatever amount you owe them, correct. So it would be
correct.
So
it would be $87,500 minus whatever we owe them.
$87,750.
I need to find out. And then the difference you will deposit in my account.
Correct.
For me to find a way to pay these guys' equipment.
Correct. And if you want the line of credit, just tell me at the same time, and we'll get it set up for you. It's no big deal. I've attached the line of credit information as well. It's pretty simple. It's no hiding anything, no nonsense. And that's what that attachment talks about.
Okay. Let me, now you're saying here, I was able to secure your pricing with a 112 payback.
Yeah.
So that's what is $1,200 and $500. What's a 112500 payback? What is that amount? How you came with that amount?
You're borrowing $90,000. Your cost for this loan over a year is 20 is 22.5. 90 plus 22.5. There you go. Basically, you kind of have to trust the other guy on the side of the phone. That's the reality of businesses, and I'm sure you realize that. I know this is a really competitive offer because I do this for a living, but all you need to do is this. If you want a comparison, whatever amount you borrowed from your previous loans, take that amount and take the amount you're paying back, and that will give you the cost of the loan. So it's a multiplier. Is it a 1.2? Is it a 1.3? And the higher that number goes, like let's say you borrow $50,000 and you pay back $70,000. That's a 1.4, okay? That's a 1.4, and then you have to take over the time you're taking the loan. So it's 1.4 over X. This is a 1.25 because you're taking $90,000, you're paying 25 cents per dollar over a year. And 25 cents on the dollar for a loan that also comes with interest forgiveness, it's a really good deal. And that's just the
truth. So let me ask you this, Ruben. You're putting here in parentheses 252 payments of 446.43?
Yes.
What is this?
So
I'm paying a daily? This is a daily payment?
Yeah, we're refinancing your National Funding loan. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. These loans does come with an additional line of credit approval, $20,000. Okay, the two best scenarios are $14,000 as the first payment on 59.
And just, you know, we are discounting the loan. There's no secret. I'd rather just get your loan funded, make you happy. Maybe Jeremiah going to go and meet you. You're in San Diego. You know people. And the way he's going to make his living is this. At the end of the day, he's not going to rake you over the coals. You're happy with this loan. You talk to other business owners. He'll send you a referral too. And even though he's going to make less on your loan now, if you send him three or four people, if he does some equipment for his business, he'll make more in a long time. And that's really what it's about.
Okay. And, okay, how about, let's say that you give me the $20,000 at the same time. Is that doable?
Yeah, that should be fine. We'll send you docs for both.
How about the cost of the $20,000?
It's included in that attachment.
Oh, no attachment? Okay.
Yeah. So it's 9% simple per year, If you APR'd, it's 36.1 or 36 flat. The cool thing about the line of credit is, unlike these capital loans, you can pay it off quickly. So you can borrow it and pay it off quickly, borrow it and pay it off quickly. And I included the whole attachment so you can answer any question. There's no nonsense. It's just a way to get you additional money beyond. It's a way to put the deal together.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I'm just, let me just see one more thing. Okay, let me get your attachment because I haven't opened the attachment. And let me give you, I have your phone number, I guess.
Yeah, it's 910, it ends in 9102. You can always call Jeremiah. And look, we're trying to just cost, it's all about being honest. We're trying to make the deal very, very attractive to earn your business.
Oh, I was going to ask you, what happened if I have, I want to pay you like in 2 or 3 months the full amount?
Okay, so there's a few things to go over. Number one, this is not the product for you if you want to pay it off in 2 or 3 months. It's not a good match. It is simply not. The reason why is this equipment won't even be delivered in probably 2 months. However, if you want to pay this off really, really quickly, then we should do a short term. So if you want to do this over, say, like, pay this off in 5 or 6 months, I'll give you a 5 or 6 month term, but your payment's going to be very, very heavy. What I can tell you is this. If you decide to pay this loan off early, as long as you're in good standing, you get a 25% discount on the remaining interest. So let's say that at any time you have $10,000 of interest left and $20,000 of principal. If you had $10,000 of interest left, you'd get $2,500 by making a one-time payment. These loans really aren't designed, though, for you to pay these off in 3 months. It's not the proper product.
Okay, well, let me take a look, and I will get back to you later today, okay?
Cool. Real quick, while I've got you on the phone, do you see my emails on the equipment financing, what we can do for you?
If I can see your emails, what do you mean?
Yeah, I sent you the payments on the equipment if you want to roll the loan into an equipment loan. Do you see that?
Where is that one?
There's one. It's on the bottom, and then I made a mistake.
Yes, it says the two best scenarios.
Yes, but then I sent you another email because my email had an error in it.
Okay, yeah, okay. $14,000 as first payment, 59 payments of $1,709, or two payments due at signing, and 58 payments of $1,801, or 46 of $2,117, or 34 of, yeah. Let me make my numbers, I'll get back to you.
Just to confirm that. There's another email that I sent you, which was wrong.
Another one? A third one?
Yeah, because what I said
after
was...
this one?
Yeah, it's wrong.
No.
So what's wrong is this. You should be getting an email. It literally sent it like 10 minutes ago. If you put $14,000 as a first payment on 59 remaining payments, the remaining payments would be $1,394 a month.
Okay, let me just write down that.
$1,394.
Okay. $1,394. That's the only difference, right?
Yeah, but it's a huge difference.
No, I can see it's a huge difference. It's from 1709 to 1394.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, sounds good. Ruben, let me make my numbers, and I will call Jeremiah in the next 30 or 45 minutes.
Cool. Pleasure. Bye-bye.
Ruben, thank you so much.
You're welcome, man. Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.